Every little thing I did during this entire sales process created a first impression on a prospective client. From the car I was driving to the way I handled myself in the follow-up call, everything was a first impression. I am convinced that all these little first impressions, when added together, played a valuable role in placing me in the top 1% of 1% of all realtors. It is the same philosophy that has allowed me to excel in my various endeavors. I want to challenge you to start being aware of all the little first impressions you're making on people. Remember, these tiny impressions, when combined together, form your personal brand, ultimately influencing every part of your life. Let me encourage you to make a list of all the first impressions you're making on the people who are important to you in helping you achieve your goal. To give you a head start, here's a list of 10. 1. The first email you send. The first email someone receives from you makes an impression. How is it formatted? Is the tone friendly? Is the message clear? Is it concise? Has it been proofed? 2. The first time you greet someone. Do you smile? Do you make eye contact? Are you friendly? Do you repeat their name? Is your greeting warm and welcoming? Do you initiate a handshake? 3. The first time someone sees you. The way you look leaves a big imprint in someone's mind. What clothes are you wearing? How much makeup do you have on? What do your shoes look like? Is your hair neat? And are your nose, ears, and eyebrows trimmed? Don't think that people don't notice these things. They notice everything. 4. The first time someone sees your car. While the car itself will certainly be noticed, the cleanliness of the car, both inside and outside, will draw attention. I have never met anyone who took pride in their work, but not in their car. 5. The first time you engage in a meaningful conversation with someone. Is it all about you? Do you listen with interest? Do you talk nonstop? Do you ask questions and show an interest in the other person? Do you use inappropriate language? 6. The first time you're faced with a challenge. How do you react? What is your process for addressing the situation? How do you treat others involved? You can be assured everyone will be watching. 7. The first time you interact with a waiter or waitress. The way people treat waitpersons tells me a lot about how they treat people.